This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 67 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today about 88. Tonight partly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers after midnight. Low tonight in the upper 60s. The car that North Carolina leading basketball player scorer P.J. Harrison was driving when cited for speeding and reckless driving on Sunday belongs to a female friend. The Associated Press confirmed on Monday the 2008 Acura that Harrison was driving on Sunday belongs to Randy Lee Furr, a Charlotte woman whose social media posts indicate she is close friends with Harrison. A state trooper clocked Harrison driving 93 miles per hour on Interstate 85 near Salisbury. The trooper's citation said the UNC Chapel Hill player was weaving in and out of heavy traffic. Tar Heel spokesman Steve Kirstner on Sunday announced Harrison's indefinite suspension from the team. It was the latest off-court misstep for Harrison, was recently cited for traffic violations and marijuana possession while driving rented vehicles provided by a convicted felon. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has signed into law tougher regulations on abortion clinics that supporters say will enhance safety and opponents contend will force most to close. McCrory said yesterday the law he signed doesn't limit access to abortion clinics. The law directs the Republican governor's Department of Health and Human Services to regulate abortion clinics using the same standards as those for outpatient surgical centers. Opponents say that would effectively close most of the state's 16 abortion clinics since only one now meets those standards. The state regulatory official says an ambulatory surgical center cost about $1 million more to build than an abortion clinic, and it's unclear how much it would cost existing clinics to convert to higher standards. For 13 weeks, people have gathered in Raleigh to rally against the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly as part of a movement that's come to be called the Moral Monday protests. Since late April, when the first 17 protesters got arrested, the number has grown to a final tally of 925 arrested. The legislature adjourned its tumultuous session last week, but that didn't stop the protesters. And the largest crowd yet, they marched in the state capitol building in their final Moral Monday in Raleigh, shutting down streets as their message echoed across downtown. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
That's the sound of protesters on Fayetteville Street facing the building where North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory conducts his business. A smaller group gathered at the state capitol earlier in the day to demand a meeting with McCrory. Police kept the demonstration outside the building, but said they would deliver the protesters' letter to the governor. In the past 12 Moral Mondays, the protesters have gone into the General Assembly, where the arrests have happened outside chamber doors. This time, the crowd gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall and then marched in unison to the state capitol, chanting along the way.
No justice! No justice! No justice!
Teachers from across the state came in droves wearing red for public education. Rodney Ellis, president of the North Carolina Teachers Association, was arrested at last week's Moral Monday.
Last week, the legislature passed a budget that will ultimately destroy public education in North Carolina.
Ellis explained this budget eliminates over 9,000 education positions, including teacher jobs, teachers' assistants, and education support personnel. It provides no raises for teachers and does away with a salary increase for those who earn a master's degree. Perhaps the most controversial measure is the $20 million set aside for opportunity scholarships, which opponents have compared to a school voucher system. UNC alum Rory Santalosi currently teaches in Efland and has attended many Moral Mondays. He said the budget, which McCrory signed last week, is an insult to teachers across the state.
If a majority of our population get taught in public schools, then a large portion of the budget should go to public schools as well. We're talking about the future of our state, the future of our counties.
Santalosi is going to grad school at NYU in the fall, but because of what has happened, won't be coming back to his home state.
Before this law was passed, I was going to grad school with the hope of returning to North Carolina and getting a pay raise. You know, I'm going to a new school in New York, and so the incentive to come back to North Carolina and teach where I'm from is no longer there.
Fellow UNC alum Ashley Jones had plans to get her master's degree this fall as well, but canceled those plans.
In the foreseeable future, I'll always be paid as a first-year teacher, and it's not very much. So to know that that's not going to go up is really frustrating.
NAACP state chapter president and protest leader Reverend William Barber said the Moral Monday protests aren't going anywhere just because the General Assembly has adjourned, exclaiming, quote, "This is our state."
We understand that we're not in some mere political movement. We're not in some mere fight over 2014. We're in a fight for the soul of this state, the soul of the South, and the soul of this nation. And when you're in a soul fight, you don't give up easy.
Though this was the last Moral Monday in Raleigh, the NAACP will continue the rallies, moving to different locations across the state. The next will be in Asheville on August 5th, and there are plans to hold demonstrations in all 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts.
What would have divided us years ago has brought us together like never before. We know where we are. Any time in the South you see this many black folk and brown folk and white folk and gay folk and straight folk and people of faith hugging each other, something's on the loose.
Moral Mondays have also captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. For now, Mondays in Raleigh will be a little quieter until the General Assembly gets back to business. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Moral Monday got some more national attention yesterday on the Ed Schultz Show, heard here on WCHL. Schultz says that several of his colleagues have been frothing at the mouth over Moral Mondays.
Moral Monday, there's going to be some more people who are going to be arrested today down in North Carolina. And why would you want to take away the hopes and dreams of a young person or someone that would be actively involved?
Actually, as far as we know, nobody was arrested yesterday. The format was a little different. North Carolina Senate Democratic Leader Martin Nesbitt was on Schultz's show yesterday and discussed the current law that the General Assembly passed regarding voter IDs.
Cut back a week of early voting, eliminate straight ticket voting. Counties can't extend the poll hours on Election Day in response to long lines. Eliminate pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds. Bans voter registration drives. By the calculation of the people that know, we think the changes will add about 416,000 hours to North Carolina's voting process.
The new voter ID bill is just one of many bills that have passed. Many people like Ed Schultz, Martin Nesbitt, and Moral Monday protesters say they disagree with the laws. Nesbitt says passing unpopular bills could certainly hurt a party's chance for re-election.
And the legislature's rating is down in the around 20% right now. The margin on a generic ballot for the legislature is 9 points to the Democrats, the highest it has ever been since public policy polling asked the question.
Nesbitt references that Carter Wren said the Republicans shouldn't think they won't lose it as quick as they won the elections. While on WCHL's show, who's talking with D.G. Martin, Republicans in office have been under fire from many different groups like the Moral Monday protesters, Democrats in office, and the media. Nesbitt says Republicans have been hard to find toward the end of the session.
They've about gone silent now. They used to get on and brag and do this sort of thing, and now they've just kind of gone silent, and they continue to do what they had to do and pursue this agenda. And once again, I think the plan is just lay low and suppress the vote and hope nobody comes to get it.
Governor Pat McCrory has many bills to either veto or pass in the near future. In fact, he signed a bunch yesterday during the Moral Monday protests. You may bring your gun into your favorite bar or restaurant, thanks to House Bill 937, which the governor signed into law on Monday. But it's up to the business whether or not to allow the firearms. WCHL's Rand Northam has reactions from local establishments.
The law allows those with a concealed carry permit to bring a concealed firearm into an establishment that serves alcohol. Jim Wald, one of the owners of Glass Half Full in Carrboro, says he's opposed to the idea of having guns and alcohol in the same vicinity.
It doesn't seem like the two mix.
The law includes that those who bring a concealed firearm into the bar are prohibited from drinking alcohol while they have the gun. Sean LaBelle, kitchen manager at Bailey's Pub and Grill in Chapel Hill, says he feels more comfortable with restrictions like this in place.
I think it'd be a fine thing, as long as they have all the necessary permits to carry a concealed weapon.
Fox and Hound Restaurant Group, the company that owns Bailey's Pub and Grill, says it has no comment on the bill. Restaurants and bars would be able to expressly ban concealed firearms in their business. David Roberson, beverage manager at Southern Rail in Carrboro, says his bar would enforce that ban.
We would probably rather people not come up here with firearms.
The state's Board of Insurance says that restaurants and bars that have patrons with concealed firearms would likely not affect their insurance premiums. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic, and it's brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village in Chapel Hill. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out there. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 67 degrees, nice and cool this morning. Mostly sunshine today, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, probably not until after midnight. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. 60% chance of rain in the afternoon tomorrow, and the high tomorrow in the low 80s. So a little bit different kind of day coming your way tomorrow. Today really feels nice this morning. It will get warm in the afternoon.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
It's 7:19. Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board Chair Michelle Brownstein is running for re-election. She says the state-level cuts will affect the 2014-2015 budget will have deep impacts on our local schools, especially with around 80% of the budget going to personnel.
Our state government, at least with the budget they just passed, while I'm waiting for the final translation of that from our budget office, I'm concerned that we're going to end up not having the funds to keep all the positions we have. It'll mean bigger classrooms, less teachers, less support for teachers.
Brownstein says that one of her biggest accomplishments as chair of the school board is raising awareness about illiteracy and instituting programs to improve reading ability among students.
I think that's critical in terms of making sure that all kids can then get a year's worth of growth. And then the kids who are behind, which is really important, need to get advanced growth. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they can read well.
Brownstein says another big accomplishment of the board is hiring Tom Forsella as the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools superintendent. She says his plans for the future of the area are the same as hers, and he's only begun to implement them.
He's starting his third year now, and that really is right when he's going to begin to execute his long-range plan that's going to move our district forward, I think, on multiple levels.
As a first-term member of the board, Brownstein says that she herself has only begun to implement her vision as Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools board chair.
Being on the board just one term barely gets you going.
Election Day is November 5th. WCHL has now talked with all the people running in this year's election to review any of the candidates. You can view their stories on our website at chapelboro.com. After flooding from nearly 7 inches of rain in a 24-hour period left damaged homes and businesses all over our community, at least one business owner at the Shops at Eastgate says she's concerned you might be less likely to shop there.
Our customers are concerned about ongoing problems in the Eastgate area that might lead to more flooding. I tend to think that the level of rain that we had during that week made it almost impossible to accommodate it. And I don't feel like this particular area is prone to more flooding unless it's extraordinary circumstances like that. I hope that people feel like it's a safe place to shop.
That's Kaylin Skutvik, store manager of 10,000 Villages. 1 month after the flooding, all the businesses that shops at Eastgate are finally open now and ready for customers. Skutvik says the shop was closed for 2 weeks, but luckily didn't lose many products.
The entire store's flooring had to be replaced, which resulted in about $10,000 in loss of sales.
Skutvik estimated the 10,000 Villages ultimately lost nearly $25,000 in sales during that time they were closed. Doncaster Outlet faced some repairs as well, but store manager Kathy Steed says she's not sure of the total costs.
We had had to pull up the floors, the baseboards, some of the sheetrock, and then we had to have the dehumidifiers and fans to dry everything out. We had the floor put back in. We put carpet, baseboards back in.
Assistant manager at Massage Envy, Gabrielle Harris, says repairs included replacing carpets, some walls, and furniture, along with painting. After closing for exactly 3 weeks, Harris says Massage Envy is now trying to attract customers with offers including aromatherapies and sugar foot scrubs. She says Massage Envy is still undergoing renovations with two more massage therapy rooms that still need carpeting.
We're just happy. The therapists are happy to be back at work. I'm happy to be back at work, and the clients are definitely happy. We're still doing a few renovations, but we will be back to 100% in no time.
Chapel Hill police need your help to find the suspect in an armed robbery at the Wilco Hess near Harrington Bank on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard early Sunday morning. Police report a suspect wearing a pink hoodie with peace in large letters above college and smaller letters forced a store clerk to surrender the money by pointing a small silver revolver at the clerk. The suspect has been described as a black male from 5'11 to 6'1, medium build, medium complexion, clean shaven, wearing dark pants and a white baseball cap with a silver sticker on the bill. Photos of the suspect can be seen by viewing this story on our website in chapelboro.com. Anyone with information that leads to an arrest could receive a cash reward of up to $2,000. If you have information, call the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-968-2760 or Crime Stoppers. You can also leave tips online at crimestoppers-chcunc.org. We have all that contact information on our website, by the way. Once again, that is chapelboro.com. News around town this morning, your business could be the first on Chapel Hill Carborough's Hall of Fame. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural Business Hall of Fame Gala. The Chamber is honoring leaders in business management, entrepreneurial bravery, and positive community impact by inducting them into the 2013 Business Hall of Fame. The deadline to nominate an individual is 5 p.m. on Friday, August 2nd. That's just a few days away here. You can submit nominations via an online form. Living and posthumous leaders are eligible for the honor. The Chamber's Business Hall of Fame Selection Committee will choose the inductees. To access the online form and find out where you can direct questions, you can view this story on our News Around Town section of our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. While P.J. Harrison may be the Tar Heel snagging all the headlines these days, there's another Tar Heel basketball player who says he's determined to make his noise on the court. An incoming freshman, Kennedy Meeks, says he's working hard to get in the shape of his life before he starts his first season at Carolina. In fact, the Associated Press is reporting that Meeks has already lost 20 pounds this summer, according to his mother, Nakia Meeks. Head coach Roy Williams says he has high expectation for the McDonald's All-American. But all the hard work and preparation for the 2013 season started early for Meeks. Team strength and conditioning coordinator Jonas Sarathian says he's working with Meeks on everything from what to do in the weight room to changes in his diet. 18-year-old Meeks was a three-time AP All-State pick and led West Charlotte to a Class 4A state championship, pulling down 19 rebounds in the 2011 title victory and following with 21 more in the 2012 final. He chose Carolina over Georgetown in November. With the full story on Meeks, you can view it on our website at chapelboro.com. And tackling is becoming a thing of the past at Panthers training camp. In an effort to avoid unnecessary injuries as a result of contact, Carolina, like many teams around the NFL, emphasizes form tackling during team drills with defenders wrapping up ball carriers but not actually taking them down to the ground. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says that's a big change from when he played linebacker 25 years ago for the Chicago Bears, when two-a-day practices and all-out tackling were the norm. Rivera says the approach to tackling has changed a lot out of necessity. Rivera now oversees practices where players get yelled at by coaches if they take an offensive player to the ground, except during live drills to avoid injuries. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. 726.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665 and selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Do you know how sometimes certain things will happen that make you feel older than you really are? This is Berkeley Grimble, and that happens to me when folks come into Grimble Jewelers and ask if my dad started the business. No, my dad was a high school principal. I started Grimble Jewelers in 1985 in 350 square feet in Carmel Mall with two small cases of jewelry which I had made. So for 28 years, we have had the pleasure of helping all the smart, fun, enlightened people who live in our great community with all their jewelry needs. But my dad did teach me a lot. Always admit your mistakes and be in relentless pursuit of the truth. And I've tried to make those the guiding principles for Grimble Jewelers. He also taught me that if you have to get ahead by running down the competition, you must be hiding something. So I want to give heartfelt thanks to all of our wonderful customers who have kept us going for 28 years, and I look forward to the next 28. And you know, come to think of it, I could apply for Social Security next year, so I guess I am kind of old.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Specialty rug or upholstery cleaning available now. Today's deal offers two ways to clean some of the prized pieces in your house. One offer is $200 worth of cleaning specialty rugs, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100. The other is $120 worth of upholstery cleaning for $60. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 729 at WCHL. We know there are quite a few beer lovers out there, especially with such great locally brewed and craft beers in the area. But sometimes with so many options, it's hard to choose just one or two. Well, we have a giveaway that will make sure you don't have to choose ever again. It's the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. We're giving away one person a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. Now, that'll keep you and your friends hop happy for a long time. Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro, is your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. Entry period ends Sunday at midnight, but we're giving you a number of ways to enter and increase your chance of winning. You can go to chapelboro.com, WCHL's Facebook page, enter in the store at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro. And there's another way for you to enter. That's by calling in at WCHL. You'll have an opportunity to do that next hour right here. We'll tell you when to call in, and you can be a winner. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 67 degrees, mostly sunny, high today about 88. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, then mostly cloudy after midnight, slight chance of showers, below tonight about 68. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy all day, 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, and maybe a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Our high temperature tomorrow in the low 80s, so a little cooler. Not bad weather, actually.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. When a propane plant blew up in Central Florida, seven people were hurt. Three remained in critical condition. Residents like John Bogdan had to get out of their homes.
The first, like, explosions, it really rocked the house.
Bobby Hudson-Pillar worked at the Blue Rhino propane facility.
I basically heard an explosion, and it probably threw me back about 3 feet.
I landed on my butt.
WKMG TV reporter Calla Rama is in Tabariz, about an hour away from Orlando.
Firefighters are still on scene, and while the fire isn't completely out, it has been contained.
Officials have told her
they don't know what caused this explosion, but luckily, despite the enormity of the blast, no deaths were reported.
Lieutenant John Harrell is with the Lake County Sheriff's Office.
At this point, it would be under investigation by the fire department, and right now we don't know if it's an accident or not. I mean, it's just too early on for me to even say. To do so would be speculating.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
66 degrees, 732. I'm Ron Stutz. The car North Carolina leading scorer P.J. Hairston was driving when cited for speeding and reckless driving on Sunday belongs to a female friend. The Associated Press confirmed yesterday the 2008 Acura that Hairston was driving on Sunday belongs to Randy Lee Furr, a woman who lives in Charlotte. Her social media post indicates she's close friends with Hairston. The state trooper clocked Hairston driving 93 miles per hour on I-85 near Salisbury. The trooper's citation said the UNC player was weaving in and out of heavy traffic. Tar Heel spokesman Steve Kirshner on Sunday announced Hairston's indefinite suspension from the team. It was the latest off-court misstep for Hairston, recently cited for traffic violations and marijuana possession while driving rented vehicles provided by a convicted felon. Those charges were dropped, of course, and then this latest bombshell that happened on Sunday. For 13 weeks, people have gathered in Raleigh to rally against the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly as part of a movement that's come to be called the Moral Monday protests. Since late April, when the first 17 protesters were arrested, the number of arrestees has grown to a final total of 925, and thousands of people have been showing up in Raleigh each week. The legislature adjourned its tumultuous session last week. That didn't stop the protesters. And the largest crowd ever, they marched on the state capitol building yesterday on their final Moral Monday, shutting down streets as their message echoed across downtown. It was the final Moral Monday in Raleigh, I should say. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story of what happened yesterday.
That's the sound of protesters on Fayetteville Street facing the building where North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory conducts his business. A smaller group gathered at the state capitol earlier in the day to demand a meeting with McCrory. Police kept the demonstration outside the building but said they would deliver the protesters' letter to the governor. In the past 12 Moral Mondays, the protesters have gone into the General Assembly where the arrests have happened outside chamber doors. This time, the crowd gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall and then marched in unison to the state capitol, chanting along the way.
No justice! No justice! No justice!
Teachers from across the state came in droves wearing red for public education. Rodney Ellis, president of the North Carolina Teachers Association, was arrested at last week's Moral Monday.
Last week, the legislature passed a budget that will ultimately destroy public education in North Carolina.
Ellis explained this budget eliminates over 9,000 education positions, including teacher jobs, teachers' assistants, and education support personnel. It provides no raises for teachers and does away with a salary increase for those who earn a master's degree. Perhaps the most controversial measure is the $20 million set aside for opportunity scholarships, which opponents have compared to a school voucher system. UNC alum Rory Santalosi currently teaches in Eflin and has attended many Moral Mondays. He said the budget, which McCrory signed last week, is an insult to teachers across the state.
If a majority of our population get taught in public schools, then a large portion of the budget should go to public schools as well. We're talking about the future of our state and the future of our counties.
Santalosi is going to grad school at NYU in the fall, but because of what has happened, won't be coming back to his home state.
Before this law was passed, I was going to grad school with the hope of returning to North Carolina and getting a pay raise. You know, I'm going to a new school in New York, and so the incentive to come back to North Carolina and teach where I'm from is no longer there.
Fellow UNC alum Ashley Jones had plans to get her master's degree this fall as well, but canceled those plans.
In the foreseeable future, I'll always be paid as a first-year teacher, and it's not very much. So to know that that's not going to go up is really frustrating.
NAACP state chapter president and protest leader Reverend William Barber said the Moral Monday protests aren't going anywhere just because the General Assembly has adjourned, exclaiming, quote, this is our state.
We understand that we're not in some mere political movement. We're not in some mere fight over 2014. We're in a fight for the soul of this state, the soul of the South, and the soul of this nation. And when you're in a soul fight, you don't give up easy.
Though this was the last Moral Monday in Raleigh, the NAACP will continue the rallies, moving to different locations across the state. The next will be in Asheville on August 5th, and there are plans to hold demonstrations in all 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts.
What would have divided us years ago has brought us together like never before. We know where we are. Anytime in the South you see this many black folk and brown folk and white folk and gay folk and straight folk and people of faith hugging each other, something's on the loose.
Moral Mondays have also captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. For now, Mondays in Raleigh will be a little quieter until the General Assembly gets back to business. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory was in his office yesterday, busy signing bills into law. Actually, while the protesting was going on, one bill he signed, tougher regulations on abortion clinics that supporters say will enhance safety and opponents contend will force most to close. McCrory said yesterday the law he signed doesn't limit access to abortion clinics. The law directs the Republican governor's Department of Health and Human Services to regulate abortion clinics using the same standards as those for outpatient surgical centers. Opponents say that would effectively close most of the state's 16 abortion clinics, since only one now meets those standards. A state regulatory official says an ambulatory surgical center costs about $1 million more to build than an abortion clinic, and it's unclear how much it would cost existing clinics to convert to higher standards. You may now bring your gun into your favorite bar or restaurant, thanks to House Bill 937, which the governor signed into law yesterday. But it's actually up to the business whether to allow the firearms. WCHL's Rand Northam has reactions from some of our local establishments.
The law allows those with a concealed carry permit to bring a concealed firearm into an establishment that serves alcohol. Jim Wald, one of the owners of Glass Half Full in Carborough, says he's opposed to the idea of having guns and alcohol in the same vicinity.
It doesn't seem like the two mix.
The law includes that those who bring a concealed firearm into the bar are prohibited from drinking alcohol while they have the gun. Sean LaBelle, kitchen manager at Bailey's Pub and Grill in Chapel Hill, says he feels more comfortable with restrictions like this in place.
I think it'd be a fine thing, as long as they have all the necessary permits to carry a concealed weapon.
Fox and Hound Restaurant Group, the company that owns Bailey's Pub and Grill, says it has no comment on the bill. Restaurants and bars would be able to expressly ban concealed firearms in their business. David Roberson, beverage manager at Southern Rail in Carborough, says his bar would enforce that ban.
We would probably rather people not come up here with firearms.
The state's Board of Insurance says that restaurants and bars that have patrons with concealed firearms would likely not affect their insurance premiums. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rand, for that report. 740 at WCHL. And it's really kind of a nice, cool morning here. 67 degrees right now. It's hard to believe. As hot as it was yesterday afternoon, it's going to be hot again today. We'll have a high of about 88 degrees with a lot of sunshine. No mention specifically of any rain in the forecast. And that concealed gun permit thing, if you have a concealed gun permit and you take a gun into a restaurant or bar and you're sitting there at the table, the weapon is concealed, right? It's not just lying there on the table for everybody to see it.
Right.
So, you know, what is the server supposed to do? Ask every customer, do you have a gun concealed?
No, it's up to the person with the concealed gun. They want this law, so those who have concealed guns are going to have to own up to it now and say, you know, if I've got a concealed gun, I'm going to have to tell people I'm not going to drink. They're going to have to hold up their end of the bargain.
Are people really going to do that, though?
Well, you know? I mean...
And what about alcohol that you may consume before you get to the bar? Mm-hmm. You know, the law doesn't address that.
Well,
it's just total nonsense. 741 at WCHL.
Ron's Corner on WCHL.
It's okay. My corner's getting awfully crowded. I got a lot of stuff in there now. What's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, today's Scene Around Town Gallery is from the book sale at Chapel Hill Library. There's also a good gallery up from Weaverstock, which happened last Thursday. D.G. Martin made some national attention yesterday from Ed Schultz. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in here getting ready for the afternoon news yesterday and listening to Ed Schultz before I went on. And top of the 2 o'clock hour, he's talking about North Carolina, and then all of a sudden he's got a Democratic leader there on his show, and then all of a sudden he's talking about D.G. Martin and who's talking. So Wow. Pretty neat. But D.G. Martin has a new piece up about Moral Mondays on our website, chapelboro.com. He's critical of North Carolina's recent politics, comparing the General Assembly to China. Mm-hmm. So you want to check that out. And Zach Godwin has a new movie review up on The Wolverine, which he sees as a lacking but generally favorable film. He says he really likes Hackman's role in that one, so you'll want to check that out as well. And the winners of July's shortlist, Best Place to Dine Outside, will be announced today in today's newsletter. You should check and sign up for the newsletter on chapelboro.com. Check out how to do that. I'll also check out the lifestyle section for the full blurbs on each winner once the winners are announced today as well. All of that and much more, lots of news. I actually posted a good number of stories this morning on our website, chapelboro.com, news and sports, and lots going on. It's summertime, but things are not slowing down, and we're just a month away, less than a month away now from football season kicking off, and school is certainly less than a month away, August 20th, the first day of classes, so that's right around the corner, and as soon as classes are back in session, I'm sure things will pick right up again. So lots more to come. Stay tuned, and we'll have it for you here on WCHL and chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
It hasn't really slowed down that much, to
not
tell you the truth.
Not at all.
No, I tell you, one more note on that gun thing, and then I'll get off this thing. But, you know, these are concealed weapons, right?
Right.
Concealed permits.
Right.
All right, so the gun is concealed, right?
Got it.
What, people are going to search everybody when they come in?
That's the thing. It's not up to them. It's up to the person with the weapon to say, I'm not drinking.
Yeah, but I mean,
who's going to
do that? And they're actually going to do that?
They are supposed to.
I mean, oh boy. 743 at WCHL. Coming up next, Steve Deere has today's commentary, and he says you can even get your life threatened if you head up a nonprofit organization in our community. That's on the way.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit Kennedy Dental Group.com to learn more.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
67 degrees, 746 at WCHL.
Oh, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Steve Deere. In Carborough the other day, I met with a fellow executive director of a local, small, progressive nonprofit that provides advocacy and public education on a controversial, often volatile issue. We have a number of such groups located in our town, though many cannot even afford to rent office space. I learned that my friend's fairly well-known organization has been struggling to make ends meet, really sacrificing. That means that my executive director friend is the one sacrificing the most, working 3 hours for every hour my friend is paid. On top of that, the hardworking staff of this organization, past and present, have frequently received death threats at their offices and at their homes. Really scary stuff that I will not mention because children are hearing this. It's hard for me to shake what I heard from this leader who is working to reduce violence in our culture. We at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty, where I work in Carborough, used to get a lot of hate mail. For years, a man stalked PFADP in our events. I once noticed him driving out of the dead-end dirt road we used to live on just outside of Carborough. Thankfully, all we get now at PFADP are love letters. We haven't received a memorable piece of hate mail in a decade. If we're doing something wrong, I'll keep it that way. There have been no executions in North Carolina in 7 years, thanks to many people and groups, and every year, another state repeals the death penalty. Please, give generously to the groups working here in North Carolina and nationally on issues that you care about. Progressive state-level advocacy groups in particular need our support. If you see that they have only one or two staff people or are entirely run by volunteers, I guarantee you every dollar you give them will be much needed and appreciated because chances are they're making a lot of personal sacrifices to nonviolently fight the good fight. They may be even risking their lives to do so. This is Steve Deer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pepich. In the newly agreed-upon state budget, public school teachers would no longer be eligible for tenure. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Karen French, Chapel Hill. I agree with it, which surprises me. I have a son who's a teacher, but I think too many teachers get complacent once they get tenure.
Kim Park in Chapel Hill. I think that our teachers deserve way more than they're getting now, so we certainly shouldn't delete tenure for them. I don't agree with that at all.
Piper Honigman in Carborough.
I think the state legislature is just passing horrible laws every day, and cutting education is one of the dumbest things they could be doing. We're already one of the last in the nation as far as teacher pay increases.
Rose Hetzel, Hillsboro. I feel it's very unfortunate. I think teachers go through a very long learning process to achieve their position as a teacher, and I think that's something they've worked hard for, and I hate to see it as something that's been taken away from them.
Do you think teacher tenure should be cut?
My name is Ricky Devon Cleveland, live in Chapel Hill. I have no problem with teachers having to go through a deferred process in order to get fired for being a teacher. So I think you should have to go through a lot. You shouldn't just have to fire a teacher. I mean, like, unless a teacher is not doing her job or his job, you just got to get a better system going on without the district. That's all. You know what I'm saying? This is UNC, North Carolina, but hey, we can do a lot better.
Brett Phillips, Chapel Hill. Cuts need to be made. I think teachers are one of the most respected public sector jobs, and it shouldn't be them necessarily that has the cuts, especially through their tenure.
I'm MJ, and I'm in Chapel Hill. I think that's good. I feel that sometimes tenure is kept in people that don't keep up with the education procedures and policies. They just come every year and do the same.
Margaret DePrater. I live in Chatham County. We need to be sure we have the best teachers possible, and they need to have all the rights and privileges that they deserve for putting in long hours and long weeks and long years, and they need to have that tenure.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Traffic this morning brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service, Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly still this morning. We're making up for yesterday. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by calling 919 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. The weather is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 67 degrees right now, mostly sunny. 67 in Chapel Hill, 66 in Carborough, also 66 in Hillsborough. Sunshine all day, high today 88. Tonight, just a 20% chance of rain, low 68. Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. Nice day so far this morning. And look who joins us now. Wayne Pond is standing by in just a moment. But first of all, we have the... We have Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL, so let's go ahead and do that. We have the clean joke of the day coming up with Rand Northam substituting this morning for Lauren Stafford, and I'm so excited about that. But let's go with Mr. Pond right now and find out what's going on. All right.
Wayne Pond in the studio again today. Not on the phone, but he's here with the word of the day.
And, man, I have got a humdinger for you this morning, Ron.
All right.
I have been waiting for this opportunity. First of all, thank you to our good friend, Clarence Whitefield.
Clarence.
A regular listener to the word of the day, indeed everything on WCHL. Clarence, I'm going to put this one at your feet, okay?
All right.
The word of the day is paraprosdokian. I'm not making
that.
It up. P-A-R-A-P-R-O-S-D-O-K-I-A-N. Paraprosdokian.
Paraprosdokian.
Yeah, that's right. It's a figure of speech, which, according to the dictionary, the latter part of a sentence is a sort of surprise or unexpected element given the first part of the sentence. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Aristotle is supposed to have said, on his feet, he wore blisters. You like that?
Really, yeah.
All right. If I could say just a few words, I'd be a better public speaker. That's your hero,
sort
Homer.
Of no Henry ending.
There you go, Homer Simpson. Here's one from the American writer Saki. Mm-hmm. All right. H.H., I think his real name was H.H. Monroe.
Okay, drink
she
this
was
one in.
Good as cooks go, and as cooks go, she went.
I like that.
And here's one that'll be, I think, familiar to many of your listeners.
Okay.
I don't belong to an organized political party. I'm a Democrat. That's Will Rogers.
Pretty much,
all right,
yeah.
Once again, paraprosdokian, and thank you to Clarence Whitefield.
That is the word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
All right, now, Rand Northam is here, substituting for Lauren Stafford. And let me just say that... visually, it's not as good.
No.
Even though you are dressed very nicely, but
well,
you got a good joke for us today?
That. I do. I don't get to do the joke much, so...
No, you don't.
Maybe this... I might get kicked out for this one. I don't know. We'll see.
Really?
It's not that bad, but
okay.
We'll see.
All right, it's on you, buddy. I don't know what it is.
It's the somewhat clean joke.
Okay. All right.
Apple Incorporated has developed a new high-tech toilet. The details are not yet clear, but the company is torn between two names for the new device, either the iPood or the iPeed.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, now I know what you mean by somewhat clean. Thank you so much. I don't know what your source was for that joke, but...
couldn't help it.
For heaven's sake. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I really appreciate it.
Last time clean joke of the day for
Rand
Northam.
Last time for Rand, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren will be back tomorrow.
We're all thankful for that.
7:55 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Randy Norwood is one of the people honored at the recent 50th anniversary celebration of the IFC. Here's interim director John Norwood to tell you all about Randy.
Randy was one of the very first managers at Community House when Community House was first started. And remember back in those days, we had men, women, children, everybody stayed down in the basement in the old jail of the old municipal building when it first got started. So he would work with a female manager at the same time. But Randy was there. And Rainey's been with us for 28 years now, and he is still working as one of the managers, and he is fantastic. I mean, here's a guy that cares about people, cares about the homeless, and cares about making sure that everybody, you know, has a safe experience.
We're proud to honor Rainey Norwood as today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
His shift runs overnight. Rainey is one of the full-time managers, and so he comes in around 6 in the evening, and he's there until around 6 or 7 in the morning. So he is there during the busy time. The men all come back in and they've all got to be back in by 8 o'clock at night, and then they lock the doors up, and Rainey is handling intakes. He is getting the new people situated. He's explaining the rules and letting them know what's going on and introduces them to other people that might be able to help them. He's making sure that everybody gets whatever chores they need to get done, done. He's answering questions. He's there just to talk to people. A lot of times guys come in and they just need somebody to talk to, and he is a great listener.
Not only that, but Randy Norwood is also a nice guy.
The guy's got a great sense of humor. He knows everybody in town. His family's lived here forever, and he's an actual Chapel Hill native. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you don't run into that every day anymore. He comes across as kind of stern, and he can be a little gruff sometimes, but the guy's got a heart of gold.
Of course, when you're talking about the Interfaith Council for Social Service, you're talking about a lot of volunteers who've been so instrumental in the success of the organization over these 50 years.
We really rely on our volunteers. Volunteers are the ones that have gotten us through 50 years. You know, Rainey was one of the very first managers. And we talked about, Chris Moran, almost 30 years. And they were some of the very first people that were hired as staff. So for the first 20, 21 years, it was all run by volunteers. You were at the 50th, and it was so much fun to see so many old friends.
Thanks to John Norwood, and congratulations, Rainey Norwood. Thank you for all you do. You're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Specialty rug or upholstery cleaning available now. Today's deal offers two ways to clean some of the prized pieces in your house. One offer is $200 worth of cleaning specialty rugs, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100. The other is $120 worth of upholstery cleaning for $60. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Certainly starting out nicely this morning. It is 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. This forecast is brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall, and Carbrew. The rest of the forecast looks like this. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Low tonight around 68. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy all day. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Kind of your typical forecast. 60% chance of rain late in the day tomorrow. And the high tomorrow, about 82.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.